AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A powerful earthquake struck Venezuela. The AP's Juana Rice filed this dispatch from the capital.
I'm reporting here from my apartment in Caracas, Venezuela, where an earthquake just shook the entire building minutes ago. It's the heaviest quake felt in Venezuela. And these glasses fell to the floor behind me. Neighbors are coming down to the streets, and it's still unclear the intensity of the quake, but we are continuing to report as this unravel.
We're now getting reports of a second quake, and the U.S. Geological Survey puts the magnitude of the first at 7.1. The U.S. Pacific Tsunami Warning Center has issued tsunami alerts for Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. Meanwhile, another earthquake, this one near Japan. Lisa Dwyer has details.
A preliminary 6.9 magnitude earthquake struck off Japan's northern coast at an estimated depth of 30 miles. Several strong earthquakes have been repeatedly reported in the same area of Japan in recent months. Japanese authorities say this time there is no danger of a tsunami. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Confrontation on Capitol Hill as President Trump berated Republican senators in a closed-door meeting for allowing a vote to block his war on Iran. Senator Bill Cassidy says he spoke up to explain why he supported the War Powers Resolution.
Trying to demand that more information be shared with the Senate and more information be shared with the American people. I make no apologies for that letter. And if someone tries to bully me into not asking that question, I'm not going to accept that either. I am sticking up for the American people, even if I'm speaking to the president.
The White House has asked Congress for $87.6 billion to replenish Pentagon resources depleted by the Iran war. This is AP News. Rip currents are a major danger at the beach. Donna Warder has tips on what to do if you get caught in one.
Rip currents account for most beach rescues, and about 100 people drown from them along U.S. beaches each year, according to the United States Lifesaving Association. Lifeguard Marine Safety Lieutenant Charlie Knight in San Diego explains what they are.
When the waves come into the beach, it needs somewhere to go. And so it takes these little channels out that we call rip currents to put all that water back into the ocean.
He says if caught in a rip current, don't panic.
Stay calm, flip over onto your back, float, and allow the rip current to take you out. And then we want you to signal for help by raising your arm, and a lifeguard will come and get you.
Knight says it's safer to swim where the waves are breaking because it's typically shallow, and you can stand on a sandbar. I'm Donna Warder.
The latest at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.